Dalakosos. So if you look at the beginning of Maseches Arvei Pesachim, the Mishnah says, excuse me, Perek Arvei Pesachim and Maseches Pesachim. So the Mishnah says as follows. Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha Lo Yocha Adam Ad Shetechshach Afilu Ani Shem Yisrael Lo Yocha Ad Sheyesev Velo Yivchasu Lo May Arba Kosel Shel Yayin. The Mishnah says that even in Ani Shem Yisrael, he shouldn't Lo Yivchasu Lo. And the Mefarshim here on the page say that we're directing this towards the Gabbai Tzedakah. The Gabbai Tzedakah were on Daf Sadi Tesem and Beis. The Gabbai Tzedakah, when he's giving out Tzedakah, he has to make sure that even an Ani gets four kosos.
Oh, wow.
Even an Ani, he gets enough Tzedakah money that he'll be able to have Dalad kosos. Lo yifchasu lo me arba kosos shel yayin. Now Tosfos makes a deal. Mitoch haloshon mashma ktsas she'ein nosen levonov ulebnei vonov kiyem liatzmo. Tosfos makes a deal. From the fact that it says lo yifchasu lo, don't give the ani less than dalad kosos for him, it means that you only have to give for him. You don't have to give for his family. Let's say he's got five kids and he has a wife. You don't have to give him, well, he's got five kids plus him plus his wife. That's seven. Seven times five is 35. Okay, we have to give him enough wine that he has 35 cups of wine. To make sure that there's stuck of money. Okay, good. Good point. Very nice. And yet, it's mashma from here that, you're right, you could say that there's a separate din on each individual one. Very good. You also could say that maybe we're talking about a guy who doesn't have a family. He doesn't have kids. But Tosos, that's maybe why he says it's a diuk ktsas. But Tosos says he has a diuk ktsas that you don't have to give for his family. Rather, only for him. Who motzi es kulam bishalo, and he'll be motzi everyone with his dalad kosos. Usfarahu demai shna arba kosos mi kiddush. Why should arba kosos be any different than kiddush? So here we learn shitas tosfos about the kol hashana she'echad motzi es kulam. Why should this be any different than dalad kosos of the whole year, where one person is motzi everybody else? Okay. So that is that's the view of Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the chiyuv of dalad kosos, you don't need each individual person at the Seder to have their own four cups of wine. There's nothing wrong with the father standing there, filling up a kos, saying kiddush, being motzi everyone, and everyone will be yotzei with the father. The father will drink, everyone will say amen, and you'll be yotzei dalad kosos. You don't have to actually do dalad kosos yourself, which is interesting, because usually by mitzvahs, that you have to do yourself. There's no such thing as shlichus. Imagine you could just wake up every morning at 10 o'clock and don't worry. I'm going to ask Benji to say Kriyas Shema for me, and Benji will put on tefillin for me. So, Benji, when you put on tefillin, have me in mind. And I'll be yotze with Benji. We don't usually say that. But by Dalad Kosos, says Tosfos, you could be yotze with the Balabais. And he has a sfara. I'll tell you why. It's Pashit why, he says. Exactly. Because it's no different than Kiddush. Shomei Akone. This is not like tefillin. Shomei Akone. I'll hear him say Kiddush. He'll make Kiddush. It's as if I made Kiddush. So too, Dalad Kosos. I'll listen. I'll say Amen. And it'll be as if I was Yotze with the Baal HaBayis. That's what Tosfos says. He says it should be no different than Kiddush. So he comes to his Shita through two avenues. Number one, a Diuk. And number two, a Sfara. Why should this be any different than Kiddush the rest of the year? Now the Rambam, now the Tosfos goes through a bunch of Rayas. He goes through a bunch of Gemaras where he thinks the mashmos of the Gemara goes one way or the other about whether really everyone at the table had a kos or not. Like there's one story there where someone was making kiddush, and when he was finished, so there was an older man at the table who leaned over and he took a drink of wine. Where did he get a drink of wine from? What, he leaned all the way over the table and started drinking from the kos of the mevarich? No, you see in the Gemara, everyone had their own kos. Now, you could always answer and say, okay, in that specific case, everyone had their own kos, but they didn't have to. So he goes back and forth, a bunch of different rayas here and there. There's a Gemara later. It says Kufches Amid Beis. Kufches Amid Beis. Abraisa.
Which parak of Pesachim are we
there? We are in the 10th parak of Pesachim.
No, not right now. Later.
Right now we're also. And before, the mission we did a second ago was in the 10th parak. This is later in the 10th parak.
You want to start for Kaitzman.
Okay, we'll take that question later.
If we have. Success!
Hakol Tanarabonon. We have a Tosefta or a Brisa. Tanarabonon. Hakol Chayavin Ba'arba Kosos Halalu. Everyone is Chayavin Dawit Kosos. Echad Anoshim, the Echad Noshim, the Echad Tinokos. Even little kids. So Tosis brings that. That sounds, that makes it sound like everyone needs a kos. What other, why would a Tinok need a kos? Okay.
Yeah, but by Kiddush, doesn't, not everyone needs has to do Kiddush?
No. Your father makes Kiddush. What, you have your own kos in front of you during Kiddush? Your father makes Kiddush.
No, I'm saying, meaning, but.
Then he gives you a little snippet to drink. Okay, very good. No, you don't have to drink that.
You don't have to make Kiddush? There's no Kiddush when you make Kiddush.
So make Hona.
But you don't say with the guy who makes Kiddush.
Should I say the same thing you
do? Very good. That's what we're saying. We're saying that you don't have to have your own dalat kosos, right? Everyone has their own bottle of wine. On Purim, you all have to have your own dalat, you have your own bottle of wine. On Purim, on Pesach, you don't have to have your own bottle of wine sitting in front of your mukkah. Okay, everyone fill up their kosos, right? Is there anybody here who doesn't at their Seder have their own cup of wine or grape juice in front of them? No, everybody has their own cup. The father has a cup, the kids have a cup, the women have a cup, grandma has a cup, grandpa has a cup. Everyone has a cup. Says Tosos, you don't really need that, seemingly. Let the father, just like by Kiddush, you're right, everyone's chayiv in Kiddush, everyone's chayiv in Dalat Kosos. Hakol chayavin. So you would respond and say, yeah, very good, hakol chayavin. Everyone is chayiv, but everyone's yotze all day, the balabos. So that's what Tosos says. And then he ends and says, v'nir lahachmir, ulahatzrich arba kosos lekol echad v'amachmir, tzorich lizoyer, that your kos is in pogum, everyone should have a good kos. But it's mitzad achumah. You see from Tosfos that Tosfos feels, granted, everyone's chayiv in Dalat Kosos, that's for sure. But everyone does not have to have their own kos and drink their own kos. Rather, you can be yotze with the Baal HaBayis. What is pshat in Shitas Tosfos? Seemingly, and especially from the fact that Tosfos compares this to Kiddush, Tosfos understood that the nature of Dalat Kosos, the nature of the takana of Dalat Kosos was that we should be saying things over a cup of wine. And that's why he makes a dimyon to Kiddush. By Kiddush, seemingly, there isn't a mitzvah of Kiddush to drink wine Friday night. There's a machlokas in Tosfos, on Daf Kuvav, in Pesachim, about whether there's a chiyuv bichlal midioraisa to make Kiddush on wine. It could be you're already yotze on in davening when you said Kiddush. L'chora, and that's Tosos' first pshat in Tosos on Kuf Vav and Aleph, the chiyuv d'oraisa of Kiddush is just to say words about Shabbos. That's how the Rambam writes the mitzvah. The Rambam says the mitzvah of saying Kiddush is to say words about Shabbos. Chazal came and said, once you're saying words, say it over a kos. It gives greater chashivos. You're having a wedding, you're marrying a girl, it's a chosh of a thing, do it on a kos. You're being mekadesh the Shabbos, do it on a kos. But that's only midrabanan. Midioraisa, Kiddush is about saying the words of Kiddush. That's Tosos on Daf Kuvav and Aleph. Then Tosos brings a second daya, and Tosfos says, maybe midioraisa, there's even a chiyuv to do it on wine. Two dayas in Tosfos. Is there a chiyuv to do it on wine? But the pshat, at least for sure, according to the first daya in Tosfos, is that Kiddush is all about saying stuff. To make it chashiv, you do it on a kos. So, seemingly, that's the pshat in Tosfos on Tzadi Tes, the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. That the whole inyan of Dalat Kosos is that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa? The night of the Seder? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal came and said, do it on four cups. Do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but let's make it chashiv. So do it on four cups. So you're going to make a kiddush, you're going to do it on a kos. That we always do. You're going to say magid, do it on a kos. You're going to bench, do it on a kos. You're going to sing hallel at the end, do it on a kos. But it's just like Shabbos, where the real inyan is not the kos. The real inyan is what you're saying. It's just to be mechazek the inyan, we do it on a kos.
Oh, we don't have a Gemara Sukkah here. Is there a Gemara Sukkah? Yes,
there it is.
What?
Let's go.
No, oh, Sukkah. Chazara, Chazara. No, but it's a Tosfos in Sukkah. Tosfos on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Oh, I wrote the words out here in my notes. Says Tosfos in Sukkah, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, Mistama, this is a quote, Lo Tiknu Dawud Kosos, Ela Kidei Lomar Aleim Halel Vehagada. The purpose of being Misakin Dawud Kosos was in order so that you can have something to say Halel and Hagada over. You have a mitzvah of saying the Haggadah. You have a mitzvah of saying Hallel. Say it over a kos. This is the view of Tosfos. And that means that for Tosfos, the Iker Inyan here is not about drinking cups of wine. If you ask them, what's a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? So you say, oh, Pesach is great. We drink four cups of wine. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say Dvarim Chashuvim. You say the Dvarim Chashuvim on a kos yayin, just like you do by Kiddush. And that's mamish mefurish to the Tosfos. Tosfos, besides the Tosfos in Sukkah, who says that's the whole yisod of Dalet Kosos, that's what Tosfos says in Pesachim. He says it's maishna mi kiddush mi shara shana. And that means, as AB pointed out, that means that even though all of us are chayiv, what are we chayiv in? Are you chayiv to drink Dalet Kosos? No! You're chayiv to say Hallel. You're chayiv to say Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're chayiv to say Kiddush. You're chayiv to bench. So your father will do it, ala kos, and he'll be motzi you. And you'll listen, you'll say amen, you'll be yotze. Because, as Bernie pointed out, Shomei HaKohen, what's Shomei HaKohen all about? Shomei HaKohen is all about that when you speak, it's I get the credit for it. So when you say Kiddush, I get the credit. That's all I have anyway. That's my chiyuv anyway. Lamed Ches. You have a chiyuv, we have a chiyuv to say, how many people here, their minog is that the father says the entire magid, everyone just listens. Anyone have that? No. How many people have it that you go around and you switch off paragraphs? Okay, let me ask you a question. When grandma's reading her paragraph, do you read your paragraph to yourself, or you just listen to her? Or you read it inside, like along with her?
And we read it afterwards in Hebrew.
Or everyone reads it together. So I'll tell you, growing up, grandma read a paragraph, dad wrote a paragraph, brother read a paragraph, and Jeff I didn't wrote, say along with them.
Jeff.
I just listened. Oh, how's that working?
Come on.
Because it's Shomei Kona, I'm hearing other people say it. I'm getting credit for it. So therefore, that's Tosfos Shita, that's the Yesod of Dalet Kosos. Now, if we learn like Tosfos on Kuf Vav, the first day in Tosfos, then it's mamish exactly the same as Kiddush. By Kiddush also, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa is to say the words of Kiddush, the Chiyuv D'Rabbanan is to do it ala kos, so to it ala kosos. The Chiyuv D'Oraisa is to say Kiddush, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa is to say Magid, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa is to bench, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa is to maybe to say Hallel, and I'm doing it ala kos, mid-Rabbanan. That's the dimyon that we would make to Kiddush. What if you learn like the second day in Tosfos, that actually doing it ala kos is d'oraisa? Then how are you going to understand Tosfos? If you learn like the second day in Tosfos on Daf Kuf Vav, that by Kiddush on Shabbos, not only is saying words d'oraisa, but even ala kos is d'oraisa, then how are you going to learn d'ala kosos? So you're going to have to learn d'ala kosos that Chazal looked at the mitzvah of Kiddush and used it as the framework from which to make the takana of Dalet Kosos. Granted by Kiddush, what you're saying and the kos is the oraisa. So we're going to do it, ke'en the oraisa, and we're going to be misakin it like that. And therefore, here too, when you're saying important things, there's anything to do it ala kos. Granted, here it's only the rabbanon, and there maybe it's the oraisa. But it's being patterned based on the mitzvah of the oraisa of Kiddush.
What's the difference between
the two? The difference is whether when Tosfos says Dalet Kosos is just like Kiddush, does he mean it's mamish exactly like Kiddush?
Okay.
Or it's like Kiddush, exactly. So if you learn like the first day in Tosfos on Kuf Vav, it's mamish exactly like Kiddush. And if you learn like the second day, it's just patterned on Kiddush. Okay. Why then do I have a chiyuv? That's the second day in Tosfos, yeah. Why then, hold on, let me just finish Tosfos and then I'll take questions. Why then do we drink the kos at all? I mean, if you just have to say it on a kos, that gives chashivos. Okay, so why do you have to drink it, though? Why do you have to drink it? So Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem says, Hamivarech tzorech shiyit'on. The person who makes Kiddush or makes a bracha has to taste it. He has to taste it. And Rashi says, yeah, it's a genai. Rashi on that Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem on Menalef. Rashi says, yeah, it's a genai for a koshel bracha. If nobody's nene from the kos. It's a genai. What, you just made a bracha? And now no one's being nene from it? So then you made the hagaf and shlo l'tzorech.
Wait,
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. So therefore, Rashi says there's an inyan to at least take a sip out of the cup in order that it shouldn't be a ganai. First of all, that shows us that the Gemara ends up saying you have to have a mali lugmav. Mali lugmav is like a cheekful. It's not a big sip. People think a lot of times with Kiddush, oh, you have to drink Rove Kos. Everyone sits there going, drink, 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 you know, finish the Kos. You don't have to drink the Kos. You just have to take a mali lugmav, a couple of ounces. You just have to take a couple of ounces in order to you might even be able to even just take a tiny little sip. You might even be able, just a tiny little sip. Now, the Rashash asks on Rashi, now, wait a second. It makes it sound like that, because Rashi's Lashon, I'll read you Rashi's Lashon. Ginayu l'koshel bracha, shelo yehane adam mimenu li'alter, if no one gets enough from it. Shetei brichas ayayin, the brei priya gofen, shelo l'tzorech, because then you don't need to make a priya gofen. Makes it sound like, the Rashash, it sounds like in Rashi, that the inyan is to make a brei priya gofen. Okay, so if you're not going to taste it, so just don't make a priya gofen. Say Kiddush. Kiddush is not brei priya gofen. Kiddush is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShavos. Right? After brei priya gofen, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lir Machalam Asher. What's the Lashon of Kiddush?
Macharban Mikalah, blah, blah, blah.
That's on Yontif. What's the Shabbos one? That's also Yontif. What's the Shabbos bracha? Very good. So all of that, which you're saying on Shabbos, just say that. What do you have to make a brei priya gofen for? So you see, and the Rav points this out, it's really a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Rav points this out, though, in his Harei Kedem, that you see that on Shabbos, the brei priya gofen takes on the essence of the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos as well. It's not just the standard brei priya gofen. The brei priya gofen becomes part of the bracha of Kiddush that we're making. But be that as it may, on Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, the only reason you need to drink is because of this reason. Because you made a brei priya gofen, the brei priya gofen is part of the Kiddush, so you need to drink. But there's nothing inherent to the drinking itself that's chashiv. The whole reason the wine is there is to give chashivas to the what you're saying. Once you're saying something and you're saying a brei priya gofen, which is part of the Kiddush, so then you have to drink. It's a ganai if you don't drink. But you don't really need to drink. I will point out that this Mahalach of Tosfos is very nice, but how do you understand Kiddush and benching? And then you want to tell me that they were masaking the Haggadah and Hallel. Hallel the Haggadah. We're going to see, not today, we'll see another day, that according to Rav Chaim, in order, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that when he tries to define what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires telling over the story, Maskel Beganus or Messiah B'Shevach, it also requires Hallel. So Hallel is part of the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with Haggadah and with Hallel. So the idea that we have kosos upon which to say Hallel v'Haggadah, I understand. But why is Kiddush part of Dalet Kosos? Why is benching part of Dalet Kosos? So you could say it's really just very technical according to Tosos. Listen, every Shabbos and every Yontiv you make Kiddush. So we already have a kos at the table, Dalet. There's a kos there, number one, because you're making Kiddush. And benching's also always on a kos. You have a mezuman, you're supposed to do it a la kos. So we're also having a kos there. So the first kos and the third kos, Kiddush and benching, you could say they're not really part of Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosos are really just two cups, the one for Magid and the one for Hallel. It's just that when we now look at the final tally of how many kosos we're drinking, it's four kosos. So we say that, oh, on Seder night there's a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. But it really means two kosos, because we already had two. You're just adding two. You could have said something like that, but that takes away all of like the fundamental nature of Dalet Kosos, right? Isn't Dalet Kosos? Dalet Kosos, right, Lashonos of Geula. So I heard from Rabbi Adler once in a shir on Shabbos that he wanted to taina that no, on Pesach, the Kiddush that we make, he said this over from the Rav. He wasn't making it up himself. He said it over from the Rav, that the Rav said that no, on Kiddush, on Pesach night, and benching on Pesach night, are not just the kiyum of Kiddush and benching. They're also a kiyum of Kiddush and benching. But they're also a separate kiyum of Dalet Kosos. Why? Because if you look at the way that the Rambam describes Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so if you look in Perek Zayin, when he's describing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he ends in Halacha Dalet, he says that you're supposed to be Messiahim Bedasa Emes. You're supposed to make a declaration of what the true religion is. Shekirvanu amakom lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close, v'evdilonu to him, v'evdilonu min atoim, and he separated us from all those who make errors, V'kirvanu liyichuda. And he brought us close to the mitzvos and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Torah. And he separated us from all the other nations. So if that's true, so then it could be that in the Kiddush, when we say during Kiddush, when we say Asher Bacharbanu Mikolam, V'romamanu Mikol Lashon, we should be having special kavanah when we say those lines, not just to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush, but to be Mekayim Dalet Kosos, to be Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I just told you a second ago, Ephraim, when during the Seder are we Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? During Magid and during Hallel? No! Also during Kiddush. Because during Kiddush, you say, V'romamanu Mikol Lashon, V'kiddushanu B'mitzvosav. That's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. See, part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that you took us out of Mitzrayim and you gave us mitzvos and you separated us from all the other nations. So in Kiddush, there's a line there that's a key of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it could be that the whole mitzvah ala kos was said for that. And so too by Birchas HaMazon in Noda. What do we say? Ashot Tisanu Me'aretz Mitzrayim, Uf Tisanu Me'beis Avodim. It could be that on Pesach, that line takes on added significance. Because that line is also a key of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's true, you're going to bench ala kos anyway, because you always bench ala kos. But when you say the words, Uf Tisanu Me'beis Avodim, ala kos, you're being mekayim the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it could be, according to Tosos, all four kosos are there in order to say words about Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, ala kos. What's Yotze, nafkamina lahalacha, according to Tosfos? The big one is what Tosfos here suggests. One person could be Motziyu. Since Be'ikr, Dalid Kosos, this is the big Kiddush in Tosfos. Dalid Kosos, Be'ikr, is a mitzvah of speech. And whenever you have a mitzvah of speech, you never thought of Dalid Kosos that way. Dalid Kosos is a mitzvah of speech? Yes. And therefore, we can trigger and utilize the din of Shomea Ka'ona. One person can say and everyone else can be Yotze with him. Number two, you l'chora don't need to drink a whole cup of wine. All you need to drink is a Mali Lugmav. Because the whole reason we need to drink is just so that there wouldn't be a Ganai. So just like by Kiddush, you make or I didn't have to drink a Mali Lugmav in order that there's no Ganai, because as the Gemara in Erevin says on Daf Mem, HaMevarech Tzarch Shiyitom. So too, Dalet Kosos, you just need to take a sip. That's all you would need, according to Tosfos. Okay, this has been Tosfos' view on the sugya. However, Tosfos is not the only voice. Quick questions.
Yeah, just what does Tosfos mean when he says that's for chinuch purposes? Because we don't do that for, let's say,
So we'll talk about it afterwards. We'll read that line in Tosfos together after. Yeah.
Are women chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Are women chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
At the same level as men?
L'chora. Okay. That's true. What? So there's a little bit of a debate why women are chayiv. We're going to talk about this. When we talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not going to say Afhin al Yibosu Anes. We're not going to say Afhin al Yibosu Anes because we only say that by Dirabanans. We don't say that by Dioraisis. But there's going to be a limud. There's going to be a limud which is going to be Machayiv Mitzvos and women. Just like Bernie, Shabbos. Let me ask you, are women chayiv in Kiddush? Right, so we have a limud. We have a limud that's mechayiv them. So we're going to have a limud that's going to be mechayiv them in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That wasn't your question, right? It was Jonathan's question. There's going to be a limud that's going to be mechayiv them. Yeah.
If they're mechayiv the same level,
they should be able to be motzi. So, first of all, in general, they should be able to be motzi with men.
Also by Kiddush.
100%. And here, again, we have by Kiddush, we said there's two elements. There's Kiddush, and there's the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim element. If women wouldn't be able to be mechayiv, be motzi men in Kiddush, so then we would have a problem because there's that other element as well. But women are able to be motzi men in Kiddush.
Why don't I actually just say that it would be a bracha levatella if you make a hagafen and then don't drink?
So, first of all, it might require a tiny, tiny sip might be okay in order to avoid a bracha levatella, and where it might be requiring here something a little bit more chashuv, a mali lugmav, in order so that there's some, it's not a ganai lakos. That would be one direction to go in. Yeah, but I think it comes out there that you have to have mali lugmav. That's number one. And number two, if the hagafen is part of the kiddush, so then it takes on another additional element besides being just a berachas hananin. It becomes part of the kiddush itself. Okay, Shitas HaRambam. If you take a look at the Rambam, So the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. It's Kedai to read through Perek Zayin. Kedai to read, obviously, through all of the Rambam. But Perek Zayin is very important to read before Pesach. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisan B'Niflos Shenasu L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Aser B'Nisan Shenemar Zechor Es Hayom Hazeh Sheyotzos B'Mitzrayim K'mo Shenemar Zechor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. This is Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah L'Odia L'Banim Halacha Gimel. The Rambam here goes through what the elements are of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This takes us all the way until Halacha Hey. Before we point this out, let me just maybe give one step of introduction. The Rambam clearly agrees with Tosfos that there's an inyan to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim ala kos. The Rambam, I just read it to you, he writes, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah, L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflo, Shenasu L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim, is a mitzvah Saseh to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kimo Shenemar, Zechores Yom HaShabbos, just like we find by Shabbos. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, that there is an inyan to say things about Mitzrayim. It's like there's a mitzvah to say things about Shabbos, and you do that ala kos. And that's what the Or Sameach points out, that just like on Shabbos they were misakein, see, Mekadei Shabbos ala kos, so too they were misakein, see, Pesach Yetz Mitzrayim ala kos. The Or Sameach says this explicitly in the Rambam. But it's yotzei from the Rambam that there is an additional chiyuv. Not only is there a chiyuv to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim ala kos, but Chazal came and were misakein a mitzvah to drink four kosos. Because the act of drinking four cups of wine is in itself an expression of chayrus. It's an expression, a celebration of chayrus. Which means that in addition to saying Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you also need to act out Yetzias Mitzrayim. You need to act out the chayrus of the redemption from Mitzrayim by drinking wine. And obviously, as you imagine, sitting back at a meal and having a nice glass of wine is an expression of freedom. Slaves don't have the opportunity to do that. So the Rambam learned that there's an additional element. How do we learn this? So you see this from the structure of the Rambam. In this Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph through Hey, the Rambam speaks about the importance of saying things. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I just read to you Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis, mitzvah lo'odia lebonim. Even if they don't ask you, because it says v'yigadat to levincha. Halacha Gimel, tzarech laso shinuyim b'layla zeh. In order that the children see and they ask questions like, manishtana alayla zeh. Halacha Dalet, tzarech lahaskil b'ginus v'lusayim b'shevach. When you start telling the story, start with the bad, eventually get to the good. Halacha Hey, kol mi shalo amar shlosh devarim elu. Is lo yatzei de chovasa, Rabbi Gamliel there. Pesach, matzo, mar, pesach, al shema, she pesach, hamakam, al batei avoseinu. These are all the things that we need to say. That's halacha aleph through hey. And that's the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then comes halacha vav.
What was hey?
Hey was about saying pesach and matzo and mar. Halacha vav. Bichol dor vador. Chayiv Adam leharos es atzmo kilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atzmo mishiva Mitzrayim. The Rambam in Halacha Vav adds a very famous line. A person has a chiyuv leharot et atzmo. What does that mean, leharot?
To see yourself.
No, not to see. That's lirot. Leharot.
To
show. To make seen. When you have a hey, it's causative. It's hifil. It's to cause. So lirot means to see. Leharot means to make seen, to make something visible. Everyone has to not just, you're right, because the Gemara says, Chayev kol adam liros es atzmo. A person has to see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. But the Rambam changes the gears of the Gemara.
It's an afimino.
Yeah, what we're about to say right now. That the Rambam changes the girsa. The Gemara says you need to see yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. The Rambam says you need to show yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. You need to demonstrate. You need to do things that show that you left Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? So says the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. Lefikach. Therefore, meaning, in light of what I just told you, that you need to do demonstrative things that show that you have chayrus, that you left Mitzrayim. It's not just to see yourself as leaving Mitzrayim. You have to do things that show that you left Mitzrayim. Therefore, when a person feasts on this night, tzarech lecho v'lishtos v'hu mesav derech cheirus. V'chol echad v'echad bein anashim bein anashim chayiv lishtos b'layla zeh arba kosel shel yayin.
Even nashim?
Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says explicitly here that it's not just about saying things ala kos. That was halacha aleph beis gimel dalet hey. But halacha vav and zayin is the chiyuv to show cheirus. And how do you show cheirus? By drinking 4 cups of wine. It comes out, according to the Rambam, a bunch of nafkamina different than what Tosfos said. According to the Rambam, every person needs to drink. It's not enough that your father drinks 4 cups and is motzi you, because, hey, he's being motzi you in the Amira. That's great. If you learn like Tosfos that the whole Indian of Dalet Kosos is just an Amira, so then Eirach Hanami, we can say the principle of Shomei Ka'oneh, and the Baal HaBayis can be motzi you in the Amira. But once you learn that there's actual mitzvah shebaguf, it's not just about saying words. It's about drinking wine. Just like I can't have a shliach put on tefillin for me, I can't have somebody drink a kos of wine for me. I need to drink the kosos myself. I need to show cheirus. It's funny, actually. I can theoretically not say any of the words. I can be yotze the words through you, because that is the first element, right? There's 2 dinim of Dalet Kosos. Din number 1 is like what Tosfos said, to say words of Sipur Yitzimis Yitzrayim ala Kos. That I can be yotze with my father. He'll say it and I'll listen. I'll say amen. I'll be yotze. But then I'm going to need to drink the cup. Why am I going to need to drink the cup? Because there's a mitzvah in the etzem drinking itself. So that's going to be number 1, which means that Gabbai Tztaka might have to make sure that everybody in the family gets Dalet Kosos, not just the father. That's number 1. Number 2, we understand the din of Rov Kos. We understand the din of Rov Kos. A lot of us are familiar with this idea. You need to drink Rov Kos. Ruba Kakula, you're really supposed to drink the whole Kos. Why is there an Indian to drink Rov Kos? Just take a sip. No, because if you learn like Tosos, it's all about saying something ala Kos. So you only need to take a sip because we have to make sure that there's not a Ganai for the Kos. But if there's an Indian to drink the cup, you need to drink the cup. Okay, we let you get by with Rov, because Rubo Kikula. But it's cheirus to sit back and drink a cup of wine. Not just to say something and then, oh, I need to take a sip because else that'll be a ganai. There's a mitzvah in the etzem shtiyah itself. That's number 2. Number 3, you might have to drink the exact same cup. This, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I believe, added, the Rav's father, that you have to drink the same cup that you said the words over. Because it's not just, he adds an extra element here to the Rambam. It's not just about drinking, right? Up until now, we sort of presented it as 2 different dinim that are not connected. There's an inyan to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on a kos, and there's an additional thing called cheirus, which means to drink a kos.
Yeah.
So theoretically, I can say Kiddush on one kos, and then after I'm done with Kiddush, I'll say, hey, bring me my favorite wine now. Let me be yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Maybe it's 2 different elements? No. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, it's the same, it's 2 dinim, but it's 2 dinim in the same cup. So you need to say things over a cup and then drink that cup. The way I see it, it's sort of like you fill up a cup in order to make a toast and you say, like, I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that means I'm going to make a declaration and then I'm going to drink that, I'm going to drink l'chaim to that statement that I just made. The reason I'm saying Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Nefesh HaRavitz brought down that once someone came to the Rav's family in Chaslovich, when they came during the Seder, they had a shayla, they had said all of Hallel over a kos, and then the kos spilled. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik paskin that they have to fill up a cup and say the entire, not Hallel, Magid. They have to say the whole Magid again on the coast, because the whole inyan of drinking the coast is that you're drinking the coast that you just said Magid over. The Rav's minog, apparently, when he used to lead the Seder, was that he held the coast the entire time for Magid, except for the few places where you put it down and you expose the matzos. But besides that, he held the coast the entire time, because he learned that the Magid is being said a la coast, and then you drink that coast. Hold on 1 second. The last nafkamina, 2 last ones. Two final nafkamina. 1 is, maybe you should make a bracha on the kos, a separate brachas ha-mitzvah. Asher kesham tzivanu, to drink a kos. According to Tosfos, there's no discussion, because there's no mitzvah to drink the kos. It's just a mitzvah to say something. You never make a bracha, like we don't make a brachas ha-mitzvah on Kiddush. We don't say, Asher kesham tzivanu, to say Kiddush, and now go say Kiddush. Because whenever a speaking mitzvah
is itself a bracha, you don't make a birchas hamitzvah on it. But here, if there's a birchas hamitzvah, if there's a birchas hamitzvah, if there's a mitzvah to drink the kosos, maybe you should make a birchas hamitzvah on that mitzvah. So if you look in the Abu Draham gives a couple of reasons why we don't make a birchas hamitzvah. So you only really need to say that for the Shitas HaRambam. You don't need to say that for the Shitas Tosfos. And the last nafkamina is wine versus grape juice. If you're learning like Tosfos, so really, okay, wine might be better, but you should be able to say it on grape juice, because the whole idea here is if grape juice counts as something you can make Kiddush over because it's a Hagafen, so then we can say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on a kos of grape juice. But if the whole inyan, if the whole Indian is cheirus, what? How do you express your cheirus? Not by drinking grape juice. How do you express cheirus? By drinking wine. That's going to be the real expression of cheirus. And in fact, I'll tell you a real case that was where this came up as a real discussion. This whole discussion, everything I just shared with you, is brought down in the Brisker Rav. He brings an analysis of Tosos versus the Rambam. And the legend has it that this whole sugya was developed by the Brisker Rav and his brother of Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, during the First World War. During the First World War, there was a concern in Brisk that the Russians were going to attack right before Pesach, and most of the Jews of the city of Brisk left Brisk for Pesach. And the Brisker Rav went to go spend Pesach by his brother of Moshe Soloveitchik in Chaslovich, which was away from Russia and not a concern that the Russians would attack over Pesach. So he went to spend Pesach by his brother, by Moshe Soloveitchik, where the Rav was brought up in that house. And I guess he was a young kid. And his uncle, the Brisker Rav, came to spend Pesach by them. And there was a shortage of wine because of the war, because of World War I. They weren't able to get shipments of wine, and there was rationing of wine. They were only able to get enough for 4 kosos for each family. So the Brisker Rav is there, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is there. They have all the family there. A lot of people from Brisk had escaped for the war, and they had a debate of what should they do. Should they, and that's where they worked out apparently this whole sugya, should they have just Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was the Balabayas, it was his house, should he do all Dalit Kosos and be Motzi everyone, the Fishitas Tosfos? Or should they give out, grape juice to everyone? They had grape juice, so everyone will drink their own. And the cheshbon that Lachora, that they shouldn't do that.
It wouldn't help.
Because it wouldn't help, exactly. If you hold like Tosfos, all you need is one person doing it on wine and being Motzi everyone. And if you hold like the Rambam, giving everyone else grape juice doesn't help because you're not Mekayim it with grape juice. You're not Mekayim with grape juice.
You'd be doing better.
Oh, no, well, you'll take the analysis afterwards. So this is the story that's brought down in Nefesh HaRav about the Pesach and Chaslovich during World War I, where this issue really came to a head. Okay, everyone have a great day.